It was supposed to be a triumphant day in California for Republican gubernatorial candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger. Polls showed him with a healthy lead over any of the candidates running to replace Governor Gray Davis. The actor started on a statewide bus tour yesterday with a huge media entourage trailing him. But the Los Angeles Times published a front-page article in which six women alleged that he groped and humiliated them. Schwarzenegger's campaign found itself on the defensive. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The bus tour, called the California Comeback Express, began with a kickoff rally in the San Diego Convention Center. A crowd of about 2,000 admirers cheered as Schwarzenegger strode onto the stage, the wide trademark smile on his face. But the first thing he spoke about was the Los Angeles Times article. He said the tearing down had begun, but he was confident that people would see through what he called trash politics. He said much of what was in the story was not true.
Yes, I have behaved badly sometimes. Yes, it is true that I was on rowdy movie sets, and I have done things that were not right, which I thought then was playful, but now I recognize that I have offended people. And to those people that I have offended, I want to say to them, I am deeply sorry about that, and I apologize, because this is not what I tried to do.
Schwarzenegger went on to say that he would be a champion of women if elected to the governorship. When he finished speaking, the curtains behind the stage opened to reveal a bright blue bus painted with a huge portrait of the actor. He stepped aboard, waving, and the bus name Running Man circled inside the convention center and drove out. In the crowd, 19-year-old Lacey Stephenson said stories about the actor's past were irrelevant.
It was over 30 years ago. I mean, come on, he is a movie star.
Then nearly 200 journalists and television crew members followed in buses dubbed Predators. The next stop was Costa Mesa, a town in Orange County, where several hundred supporters had gathered with placards saying, "Remarkable women, join Arnold." AM radio shock jock Hugh Hewitt quickly prompted the crowd to say what they thought about the Los Angeles Times.
Do you read the Los Angeles Times?
Then the actor loped onto the stage and gave his stump speech about the taxing and spending excesses of the Gray Davis administration. But the theme of this stop was the recent tripling of car license fees in California. Schwarzenegger used the example of a Honda Civic, which used to be $83, now costs $256.
In the movies, if I play a character and I didn't like something, you know what I did? I destroyed it. I wiped it out. So watch what's going to happen over there to a car. Watch over there.
A 3,600-pound wrecking ball dropped from a crane onto an old Oldsmobile branded the Davis Tax Car. Glass and steel flew, and the crowd loved it. The buses moved on to Riley Elementary School in San Bernardino, where all the students were assembled wearing T-shirts emblazoned with the logo of the after-school program authored by Schwarzenegger. The theme of this stop, education. But Schwarzenegger's sexual past came up again inside the school as the pool reporter from CNN, Candy Crowley, asked the actor if he was insisting that he couldn't remember any of the events detailed in the newspaper article.
I just said that I don't remember things that I've done or said 20 years ago, that many of the things that are in there are not true, and then other things may be true, and in case it is, that's why I say I don't apologize if I offended anyone.
During the entire day, only two reporters had direct access to the candidate, and as the day's bus trip was ending, more questions about the actor's past emerged in an ABC News report about remarks he allegedly made about Hitler in an interview given back in 1975. He's quoted as saying, "I admired Hitler, for instance, because he came from being a little man with almost no formal education up to power. I admire him for being such a good public speaker and for what he did with it." Schwarzenegger later said he could not imagine that he had said those things.
I don't remember any of those comments because I always despised everything that Hitler stood for.
The Comeback Express continues on today into California's Great Central Valley and stops in several towns, including Bakersfield and Fresno. John McChesney, NPR News, Universal City.